The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Welcome back to the Joe Piscopo Show. I'm Jen Kern, sitting in for the big guy. And I don't mean Joe Biden. Joe Piscopo will be back here on the airwaves with you tomorrow. In the meantime, we are hanging out with Al Gattulo and Joe Sibilia. And it is my honor and a pleasure to welcome our next guest, who will keep you in stitches if you follow his Twitter account at all. Colonel Kurt Schlichter, an attorney, a retired Army infantry colonel, and senior columnist at Town Hall, and author of We'll Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America. I'd like to welcome to the program Kurt Schlichter.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's kind of weird. Yeah, here's a colonel. He's funny.
That's the best kind of colonel. Boy, I have to, before we go to your calls to defund the FBI, I have to mention your new Town Hall column on Liz Cheney. What say you about her humiliating defeat?
Well, look, I think it's important that this time we act like the mature adults we are and gloat endlessly over her total rejection by the people of Wyoming. She's a terrible person. She's an unaccomplished person. I don't know why she's not hassling middle school students for not using their inside voices. And she definitely would be if her daddy hadn't hitched his wagon to the Bush family. She's a mediocrity. She's unaccomplished. She's literally done nothing except be a Cheney. And yet now she has this giant profile thanks to MSNBC, CNN, and her absolute failure to perform as a representative of the people of Wyoming, who demonstrated yesterday that they in fact, did not want to have the one representative in Washington spending all her time on her personal obsession with Donald Trump. They had their own business, and when given the chance, they tossed her out. So I think we ought to celebrate. I pop cork, put on a little party hat, blow one of those little horns. This is a great day. She's a bad person. I keep being she's an honorable person. She took a tough stand. Well, there's lots of bad people who took tough stands.
Hitler, for one. Not comparing her to Hitler, but. For one.
No, I'm not comparing. her to Hitler. I really don't know who to compare her to, because it's very, very rare that someone has literally taken her job, which is to represent the people of Wyoming, ignored that completely, right, and then become a hero to people who claim they are all about democracy.
Well, you know who you can compare her to, and that's who she compared herself to, which was President Abraham Lincoln in her new attack vehicle that's going to go after Trump.
Well, yes, and Ulysses S. Grant, which, of course, was hilarious because unlike any Cheney, like every Cheney, she failed to serve in the military that she was eager to send to other places to fight stupid wars. So that's... besides being ridiculous historically, it was kind of a moral abomination. I am so done with the Cheney Bush kind of dynasty. I defended them for so long when they were in power, and they wouldn't defend themselves because they were gentlemen. And then as soon as Donald Trump came along, largely because the Bush Cheney people totally failed, we turned to Donald Trump, they joined the enemy and stabbed us in the back. And I don't forgive them.
Yeah, you know, it will be interesting in January when the new Congress gets sworn in and there is not a single member of the Bush, Cheney, or Clinton family in power in elected office in Washington, D.C. Yeah.
Or McCain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done with dynasties. I'm pretty much done with them. There's an exception here or there. But in general, you know, let's do a test. Like, how many of the latest generation of, say, the Kennedys have, like, really impressed you with their achievements? I'm happy if they just don't get busted.
Right, right. Well, speaking of dynasties, let's talk about the FBI. On the heels of the raid of Mar-a-Lago last week, there have been some calls to defund the FBI. You seem to agree with that. Walk us through why and what this whole thing's about.
This is a broken organization. The FBI is a broken, and it was designed to be broken because what it did is something that other countries don't do. It put together law enforcement capabilities and counterintelligence, counterterrorism capabilities. And, of course, those involve surveillance and essentially spying on people. So that's a very dangerous combination. You look at Israel. Israel separates the police and Shin Bet, which is its anti-terrorist counterintelligence agency. Britain keeps Scotland Yard. They go after the criminals. They go, go pinch the criminals. And counterintelligence, counterterrorism is done by MI5. So you have this giant organization with huge powers, the powers of law enforcement and the powers of counterintelligence, counterterrorism. And they've been abused from the beginning. J. Edgar Hoover abused them from the beginning when he wasn't, swishing around in a cocktail dress with his friends. he's building, he built up files on, spied on Martin Luther King. Maybe he didn't like Martin Luther King's politics. A lot of Democrats didn't. But there's no reason that the secret police should be listening in on his phone calls, okay? There just isn't, but that is what they did. And here you have an organization, and I'll put aside how, say, the Boston section of the FBI was literally bought by the mob, and one of the FBI guys is still serving time for murder as a result of that. And put aside the Richard Hansen spy thing where he nearly destroyed American counterintelligence by sending out the red sources. Put those failures aside. And it put aside the crime lab that did fake results to put hundreds of people in jail. But to put all those aside and just stick in the last 5 years. The FBI literally tried to frame the president and people around him. And I know that. We know that because one of their guys was convicted of lying to get a warrant. There's no way to fix this. There's no way to fix this. We've seen hostage rescue teams, the SWAT guys, descend on elderly people in their pajamas because they're enemies of the regime, which is intolerable. And I'm not even going to talk about Waco and Ruby Ridge. It's done. It cannot go on. We cannot tolerate this in a free country. The FBI's duties need to be law enforcement needs to be moved to another sector because that's a legitimate function for the federal government, counterintelligence, counterterrorism, a different and smaller and more easily watched agency. And its culture of unaccountability needs to be upended. There's just no way. I just don't see any other way.
Yeah, I'll add a few things to that list you just rattled off. One is they totally missed the Parkland shooting, even though tipsters called into the FBI hotline and it went unanswered by the adults in the room. And not to mention, they never caught the January 6th pipe bomber.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. What happened in Las Vegas?
Right.
Yeah. Why does the FBI always know these weirdos? What do you think the chances are they knew about the guy who stabbed Salman Rushdie?
Right.
I'll put it about 100%. That's coming down the pipe. It's almost a cliche now. He was on our radar. Well, maybe you ought to stop spying on Trump people and moms who are concerned about their kid coming home from school, being sad because, my genitals are wrong. No. That's stop murderers. That would be a good idea.
We're talking with Colonel Kurt Schlichter. He's a senior columnist at Town Hall and author of We'll Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America, also an attorney and a retired Army infantry colonel. So are you suggesting, when you defund the FBI, are you suggesting you burn it down and never rebuild it? Or are you suggesting you burn it down and rebuild it with integrity?
No, it has to be rebuilt completely. It needs to be burned down to the ground. It started out flawed. It has remained a flawed culture, and we just need to admit that. And look, I grew up watching, you know, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., right? You know, with the FBI, the FBI. It was cool. And, you know, they're chasing bank robbers and communists. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
But this is a broken organization. It was broken from the beginning. And, conservatives are always reluctant to change things. And we need to stop that, because I don't think we're at the conserving point anymore. I think our institutions are too far gone. It's time to understand that conservative is just a word, not a lifestyle. We need to end things that are antithetical to the founders' vision. And an out-of-control government agency that terrorizes people. I mean, I guess if you're going to have a last straw, calling moms terrorists for demanding they have a say in their kids' education at school board meetings. I mean, if you want to pick a line, and you and I came up with, in like 2 minutes, with about 20 different lines. If you want to pick one that's just too far, I think that might be it.
That might have been the straw that broke the camel's back. If not, then later the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago. And by the way, I should point out, when we say burn it to the ground, we don't mean physically. Of course, we would never threaten any FBI agents or buildings like Antifa, for example, would.
Well, you know, I am really tired of the "you can't criticize us" act, because people might be mean to us. Okay, A, if you don't want people being mean to you, don't suck. The second thing is, I am going to say what I think, because I'm an American citizen and I serve my country, and I will damn well say whatever I want. And I'm not going to let them play, because they're definitely trying to do that. They're trying to, by criticizing us, you put us at risk. Well, you know, if you can't handle the danger of someone pointing out you're terrible, maybe you need another line of work.
And maybe we wouldn't criticize the agency if they had not waited 72 hours and left Americans hanging in the dark about what this raid was over. And then once they did speak, they gave us nothing, nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of sucking, Mike Pence is pushing back against your idea here to defund the FBI. What's your opinion on Mike Pence these days in the minute or two we have left?
Well, look, I'm actually going to write about him in Town Hall on Monday. I've kind of sketched out the article. I like Mike Pence. I wouldn't mind having him as a neighbor. He's the kind of guy, you know, if I needed, if I ran out of coffee, that'd be great. He's kind of soft. I could probably talk him into taking me to the airport at, 5:30 in the morning. But I don't want him in a position of power, because he doesn't understand what time it is. Okay? He's trying to live in 2005. When we believed in these institutions and didn't realize, and maybe they weren't at that time, that they were totally captured by, or on the way to being totally captured by, the left. Okay, it's not 2005. This is not a situation where we're going to hug each other and sing kumbaya. We have to act. It's not about conserving something. It's about rebuilding something. And he doesn't get that. So he doesn't get to be president.
Well, what a great take. Kurt Schlichter, thanks so much for joining us this morning. The push to defund the FBI will be interesting to see what kind of traction this gets, especially if Republicans win the midterms. Kurt, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And for now, we'll head over to a quick traffic break with Kristen North.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning and good news now in Westbury. Well, it's good news and it's bad news. It's the Northern State Parkway westbound at the LIE, that's exit 29A. An accident involving a car into the woods has been cleared. All lanes are reopened. The car is on the flatbed, but the damage is done, so that's the bad news. Traffic is still sluggish back to the Meadowbrook Parkway. And, of course, the Meadowbrook Parkway through East Garden City, that's going to be stop and go northbound with residual volume left over approaching the Northern State Parkway, all because of this accident. Checking our scene on the FDR Drive southbound. Well, still have a disabled vehicle. This is a 20th Street. The right lane is still blocked and traffic is still back to 34th Street. Cross Bronx Expressway southbound is a heavy ride between Castle Hill Avenue and the Sheridan Expressway. Checking out our scene at the Hudson River, George Washington Bridge is actually in pretty decent shape both into and out of the city. Lincoln Tunnel and inbound Holland Tunnel, both about 10 to 15 minutes apiece. And at the Tappan Zee Bridge, we are good to go into and out of Westchester County. Now you know where not to go. I'm Kristen North with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher sees more games in Washington.
I don't even know the name. Is it Inflation Reduction Act? It's directly opposite. Even the Senate parliamentarian agreed it's not going to impact inflation at all. Zero. They hide behind these catchy titles trying to fool you, i.e. lie to you. That's how they play ball.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep the facility running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, and Maria in Miami, Jules in Minneapolis, and Stan in Central Indiana, taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with experienced branch staff at over 250 locations so you get the product you're looking for. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Planning for the future is important. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? Are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? The time to plan is now. Need a will, trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, estate plan. The goal of Connors and Sullivan's attorneys is always the protection of your rights and interests. They've been helping people like you and me plan their estates and protect their families for 40 years. Talk with Mike Connors in a free, comprehensive telephone consultation to see how he can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. Have all your questions answered from the security of your home during these difficult times. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. Now is not the time to put it off. Call Connors and Sullivan today to schedule a free telephone consultation with Mike Connors himself. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or visit ConnorsandSullivan.com.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour. Weeknights at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Welcome back to the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer, New York City and New Jersey. I'm Jen Kern sitting in for Joe Piscopo, who will be back here tomorrow to tell us about his week out west. And speaking of out west, we are so honored to have a guest who's gotten up awfully early out there. Lieutenant Randy Sutton is a 34-year police veteran and founder of the Wounded Blue, the nation's only organization dedicated solely to aiding wounded cops, folks injured in the line of duty. And we welcome him on to the Joe Piscopo Show, I think, for the first time. Welcome, Lieutenant Randy Sutton.
Oh, it is a pleasure. You're right. It is a little early, but it's a pleasure to be here and to be on the radio with you.
Well, you know, there's new figures out every year that tell us exactly how many officers are, you know, injured in the line of duty. And specifically, one number caught my eye, which is the number of officers who are intentionally attacked, assaulted, stabbed, beaten, run over by cars, and so forth. And that number tops out at about 120,000 officers who've been attacked in the line of duty since the summer of 2020, since the George Floyd riots. That is an astonishing number, is it not, Randy?
It is an astounding number, and one I think that the American public is unaware of. Now, these attacks on police officers have been increasing each year to this devastating number, and that includes, you know, the officers being shot, stabbed, beaten, just as you said. And of course, we just in the last several days, we've had two officers killed and another is fighting for her life just in the last couple of days. So it is incredible the number of physical attacks that law enforcement officers are facing across this nation.
Yeah, it is interesting. Every day when you turn on the news, you hear of another officer dies or one is in critical condition. And the figure of 120,000 officers intentionally attacked, it does make sense. It does add up. And, you know, I think what's going on with police officers now is what was happening 10 years ago with troops coming back from war, where they were injured. They were badly injured in some ways. They had a high suicide rate. I think the war is here now rather than, of course, we do have wars going on around the world. But I think the war for America is here now. And I think that's what this is about. And so you deal with sort of the walking wounded that are walking around America, having been wounded on the job like this. And I think the big misnomer, in the same way that the troops had to deal with a very dysfunctional VA, you've told me before that these police officers don't always get the help they need from their police departments. I think the average person thinks, oh, these guys are fine. They've got a big pension. They've got a big parachute for retirement. They've probably got their health care paid for the next 30 years. And you've actually said that's not true. Like 85 or 86% of these police officers, the departments in these small towns actually don't have the resources to take care of these guys. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, this is one of the things as the founder of the Wounded Blue, which is the National Assistance and Support Organization for Injured and Disabled Officers, one of the things that we fight is this, the American public can't really grasp the fact that if you get shot in the line of duty, in many places, you're not going to get the proper medical care. Very often, these officers who get seriously injured in the line of duty get substandard medical care. Oftentimes, they're literally thrown away by their departments. If they cannot return to full duty within a year, they are fired. It's astonishing the way that these officers are treated. And it all depends, Jen, on where you are and what department you work for. For instance, New York City has a very strong union and very strong workers' compensation laws. So if you get disabled as a police officer in New York City, then there are protections in place. However, you go a couple states away, and that may not be the case. And in fact, you may get substandard medical care, and then have no pension whatsoever if you get severely injured and can no longer work. And that's hard to grasp. And that's one of the things that we fight in the Wounded Blue. Many of these men and women, once they become severely injured in the line of duty, they feel forgotten and they feel alone. And you mentioned the suicide rate for the military, but I got to tell you, the suicide rate for law enforcement is critical right now. And when you add on to that a severe injury in the line of duty, and then you are tossed aside, the truth is that suicide rate is not even. They're not even keeping the records, and it's incredible what that rate is.
Wow, that is just shocking. We're talking with Lieutenant Randy Sutton. He's a 34-year police veteran in Las Vegas with the Metropolitan Police Department out there. Founder of the Wounded Blue organization, doing great things. We'll tell you how to help them out here in a minute. Randy, tell us what kinds of things you do help officers with.
Well, the number one thing that we do, when we first created this organization and launched just about 3 years ago, we've helped more than 13,000 law enforcement officers, which is a pretty incredible number. And the number one thing that we do is called peer support, because what we found was when an officer becomes severely injured, they feel very much alone. They feel abandoned. So our motto is never forgotten and never alone, because that is one of the most critical issues that a police officer faces when they are severely injured in the line of duty. Negotiating the road once you are severely injured is a very, very lonely place. And many of these officers feel like there's nobody to turn to. Well, there is someone to turn to, and that is their brothers and sisters who want to continue to serve them. My whole team, Jen, are just incredible. They are men and women. Every single one of them has been shot or stabbed or beaten or run over. And many of these people have been disabled in the line of duty, and yet they still serve. And they serve in incredible ways by providing that peer support for their brothers and sisters. I can tell you right now, they're saving lives. So, you know, they are truly heroes, and they are doing incredible things. We also provide, when we have the fiscal means to do so, when we hear about an officer who has been severely injured, we will fly to their bedside, and we will give them $1,000 that will help to pay for babysitting and all the costs that they don't think about when they are injured. And I can tell you that that even it's, you know, it's not a large amount of money, but it can make a big difference when you're really, really hurt. So we provide that. We provide, you know, one of the things that we face, and it's one of the dirty little secrets of law enforcement, is mental health issues. You know, especially now with what's happening societally, with defunding, with
the war on cops.
The war on cops, exactly, which is far more than just physical. It is emotional. It's psychological. Many of these men and women are struggling, but it's very difficult for them to get health care, when I say mental health care, without causing problems internally with their own departments. So we help facilitate people getting treatment. There's a lot of different things that we do. We call it our support, education, assistance, and legislation. That's our SEAL method of combating what these officers are facing when they are injured and disabled.
Yeah, it's incredible. I remember I called you a couple months ago to shoot the breeze, and you said, "Hey, can I call you back? We're literally in the middle of a suicide intervention, and I won't share the person's name or situation, but this was a person who had a spouse who was a law enforcement officer who was killed in the line of duty, and this person also themselves had served as a law enforcement officer, and I think they just had reached their breaking point, and your team was able to bring this person back, get them the PTSD counseling they needed, and in effect save their lives. And it's nothing short of amazing." Well, let's end on a positive note. You've got something special coming up this weekend. I'm so impressed by this. The first NFL team is set to honor wounded police officers. I think this is the first time an NFL team is actually going to honor law enforcement officers since the summer of 2020. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing Saturday.
I am so excited, and I am so proud that the Los Angeles Chargers are going to step up to the plate. Maybe that's the wrong pun for this.
Wrong sport, but yeah, we get you.
Sport, exactly. but they are going to honor at the stadium during the game injured officers from the L.A. area, and also from the Wounded Blue. They're honoring the Wounded Blue for the work that these men and women do. Mr. Spanos actually joined me at the bedside of an officer, a CHK, California Highway Patrol officer, who was shot five times He literally joined me at his bedside and handed this man a Chargers jersey and a game football. And he and I spoke afterwards, and he was so moved by the plight of law enforcement officers who have been severely injured that that he has agreed to literally honor us at this game on Saturday with the Dallas Cowboys. And I mean, this is one of those things. This is a milestone, Ken. This is a milestone, I believe, in policing history now, because we all know that there's been such negativity shown towards the police, even by the NFL teams and players. And now here's a team that's going to step up and say, we're going to honor the sacrifice of those men and women.
Yeah, that is truly amazing. Well, have a great time this weekend, Randy. And tell folks where they can contribute if they want to the Wounded Blue.
I'd love for them to go to our website. It's thewoundedblue.org. That's thewoundedblue.org. Hit that donate button and give whatever you can. Also, take a look at our website so you know exactly what we do. And if you know an officer, if you love an officer, let them know that we are holding the second annual National Law Enforcement Survival Summit in Indiana, October 11th through the 14th. Every aspect about surviving a law enforcement career will be presented there, and this is life-saving stuff that will be featured at the Law Enforcement Survival Summit. So if you know a cop, if you are a cop, and if you love a cop, let them know about the Wounded Blue.
Great stuff, Randy. Thank you so much for joining us. You guys be sure to go to thewoundedblue.org/donate to connect with Randy. Thank you so much, Randy. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Time for a news break with Al here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
70 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City is expanding the high school on Governor's Island. Once renovations are complete, the Urban Assembly New York Harbor School will double in size from 2 to 4 buildings. One of those buildings will be brand new construction, which is a first since the island was transferred from federal to local control nearly 20 years ago. Students will have more classroom space, a competition-sized pool, gymnasium, and new lab space to keep up with the school's maritime and environmental curriculum. Several local officials say they're thrilled students are getting the long-awaited facilities they've advocated for. Governor Murphy is fighting back against the MTA's congestion pricing plan for Manhattan. Murphy yesterday said there is no way, no how, that will happen with the double taxation of New Jersey commuters. He says he's got options through the Port Authority and an explanation on how he would stop it. The MTA plans to charge drivers who go south of 60th Street in Manhattan, and it's unclear what credit, if any, New Jersey drivers will get, who already are told using the Hudson River crossings. The MTA says congestion pricing is intended to benefit people who don't drive. In sports, Yankees snapping a 3-game skid in dramatic fashion. Josh Donaldson hitting a grand slam in the bottom of the 10th to beat the Rays 8-7. The Mets snapped their 2-game slide with a 9-7 win over the Braves. Max Scherzer credited with the victory after allowing 4 runs over 6 in a 3rd innings pitched. They now have a 4.5-game lead over the Braves. This sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Kristen North's got the answer.
Good morning. We're getting better slowly but surely on the Northern State Parkway westbound at the LIE. An accident with a vehicle into the woods has finally been cleared. Still a little bit slow back to the Meadowbrook Parkway, but things are starting to improve at a very slow pace. Checking our FDR Drive situation. Well, we do have an accident on the southbound side right by 71st Street. One lane is blocked, and we're still dealing with a stalled vehicle southbound at 20th Street. The right lane is blocked, and we're still slow getting through that spot. Cross Bronx Expressway is jammed up southbound between Castle Hill Avenue and the Sheridan Expressway. And we're going to see delays minor in nature, though, inbound Lincoln Tunnel and Holland Tunnels if we're crossing over the Hudson River. It's 5 to 10 minutes inbound at both the tunnels. Outbound, it's heavy but moving, George Washington Bridge looks good into and out of the city. We do have road work, though, outbound upper level. It's blocking the right lane on the ramp for the Henry Hudson Parkway. Good to go at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Now you know where not to go. I'm Kristen North with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by NHTSA. Leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. In 2021, 23 children died in hot cars due to heat stroke. Many of these incidents occurred when parents or caregivers simply forgot the child was in the car. Please set reminders on your cell phone or place something you'll need in the back seat. Always look for your baby before you lock.
For everything you need to know about health, wellness, and surviving everyday life in the New York, New Jersey metro area, stay tuned for the all-new Invite Health Radio with Amanda Williams at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
Want to improve your memory and focus? Want a more restful sleep or maybe more energy throughout the day? Learn how by tuning into Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan as he guides you on an adventure of discovery on how to help your brain and body in a natural way so you feel better, function better, and improve your quality of life. It's Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Saturday morning at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Michael's of Brooklyn is where you got to go. It's right there on Avenue R and O Street in Brooklyn, New York. Here's the number because everybody's going, and I want you to be able to get a reservation there. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn. You go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. You could join their Sauce of the Month Club. If you're around the country listening, you know you can go to the supermarket, pick up Michael's of Brooklyn. Everybody, and I mean everybody. I text pictures out. Or I tweet them out. There's people will send me pictures of Michael's of Brooklyn, and then they stock up with Michael's of Brooklyn, which is great. We appreciate it. You're going to love it. The Arrabbiata Puttanesca, fresh marinara, Michael's of Brooklyn. But call if you're going to go and you want to go. Fred is there, and Johnny and Marianne and Michael and the great family is there, right there on Avenue R and Nostrand in the great borough of Brooklyn, New York, baby. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Brandon Tatum, tonight at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Oh, like that music. Welcome back to the Joe Piscopo Show. Do not adjust your sets. This is Jen Kern sitting in for the big guy. And I don't mean Joe Biden, referring to Joe Piscopo, who will be back in this seat tomorrow with you. But in the meantime, I am so honored to be joined by our next guest, who has produced some of your favorite conservative stars. He was a longtime producer for Laura Ingraham when she was on the radio show for many, many years, 7-8 years, I think. And he's also been a book agent for Judge Jeanine Pirro helped her get on The View and fight with Joy Behar and all those ladies over there. And I use the term ladies loosely, first of all, because I don't want to offend anybody by using the wrong pronoun, but also because I use the phrase ladies loosely. So without further ado, here to talk about his own book. He is now an author in his own right. AJ Rice, welcome to the show.
Sister Kearns, good to be here.
You're sort of a Wizard of Oz. You know, when you look at all the conservatives out there who have book deals and who've done well on radio and are some of the really the favorite top conservative stars nationally, you sort of peel back the curtain and there's AJ Rice. Sure enough, the Wizard of Oz kind of dancing behind the curtain. And for someone who's got his hand in so many pots, you're always laughing, you're always positive, and I think that is the key to your success. And we're so glad you could join us. So you have a book coming out, or just came out actually. I love the title of it. It's called The Woking Dead: How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. And in it, you describe how there's an army of undead ghouls turning millions of Americans into mindless, ravenous devourers of all things good and American. Tell us a little bit. Why did you decide to write this book? Why now? And what's your take?
Well, look, under COVID, you had a virus loose, which was a medical virus, which was really just authoritarianism. You know, inject this in your body, put this on your face, right? Don't go here, don't go there, don't have a wedding, don't have a graduation. You can't have March Madness. You can't, you know, go to the prom. And it was a medical virus basically out to control us, right? And it came from the Chinese Petri dish. There was a second virus afoot. It predates COVID, but, I mean, they worked in tandem, and that is wokeism. It's a cultural virus. It comes in many nefarious forms, everything from cancel culture to the 1619 Project, the social justice warriors. And, you know, they're everywhere in our culture. You talk about it. Joe talks about it. Now, if you combine those two things with what the reanimated corpse in the White House, Joe Biden, who's the leader of the Woking Dead, has done to us, which is a financial crisis. So you've got wokeism, which sort of sucks your fun away, right? Cancels your TV shows, tries to get your radio host bumped, runs comedians off stages. You've got a medical virus, right, which is, again, dress rehearsal for authoritarianism. And then you've got this financial situation where, you know, American families are paying $400 a month, $6,000 a year. The American people are getting hit from three angles. So, look, I'm Irish guy from Philly. You know, I was a little ticked off, so it was time to get out there, step out from behind the curtain.
Love it. And look, they're not just running comics and speakers off stage. They're actually stabbing them or attempting to. You look at how Dave Chappelle was attacked. That was just atrocious. How Salman Rushdie was attacked here in New York just a few days ago. I mean, they have unleashed a Woking Dead, and it is the mindless zombies of the left out to destroy every institution that was once enjoyable. And
well, it's amazing. You must be reading my mind. I mean, look, what the American people need to know, what the audience needs to know is cancel culture doesn't just come in the form of cultural Marxism. It can come in the form of Islamic radicalism, too. I mean, Salman Rushdie was a 33-year, American fatwa put out on him. But, I mean, a lot of people have had fatwas put out on them here. So it can come in many forms. It's not just the left. You had a guy jump on stage with Lee Zeldin with a knife. Your
right.
Guy jumps on stage with Chappelle with a knife. So, look, it's the inevitable conclusion of cancel culture is that when they cannot deplatform you, when they cannot shadow ban you, they'll give out Supreme Court justices' addresses, and they may show up at your house or at your event.
We're talking with A.J. Rice, the author of the brand new book, The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. And, boy, A.J. Rice, you would know him from being a producer on Laura Ingraham's radio program, being the book agent for Judge Jeanine Pirro, all of your favorite stars. I guarantee you, if you look behind that curtain, there's A.J. Look, you talk about ruining institutions that were once fun. You say in the new book, Woking Dead, that the left has even ruined dating because of the Me Too movement and all of that. Explain that a little bit.
Well, look, most people, at least before, the laboratories of dysfunction from the left sort of spilled into our lap. Most people, a lot of people meet their wives or girlfriends at work, right? So, I mean, the Me Too movement came and look, you've written about this. It comes along. It basically makes all men into, toxic masculinity needs to go, whatever the hell that is. And then, you can't talk to anyone anymore. You can't say, oh, that's a nice outfit at the bar or have a happy hour or have, company Christmas parties getting canceled. So we were already being conditioned before the China virus shows up. So, I have a section in the book called How I Did Not Meet Your Mother, right? And it's
right.
About... Right. And it's about how, they are trying to separate us, turn men into pariahs. And then all of a sudden, boom, the virus shows up and we're sending everyone home. Now, if you're a certain age, if you can remember a BlackBerry, if you can remember a VCR, you're probably OK. Right. If you had a pager in the 90s, you're probably OK. Right.
So Al did.
Right. The Nirvana Wu-Tang generation is probably fine. But the people that came after them. I mean, they already had problems with interpersonal communications. They're already obsessed with their online identity, right? So now, the boys born after the year 2000, they've all been told that they're, rapists, right? And then they're sent home from school. They're sent home from college. They can't do prom. They can't do football games. So you're going to have people messed up for generations from this stuff. And it's not just the medical virus. It's the cultural one.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think you see that as a result in the high suicide rates of teens these days. I think we are only beginning to see the effects of these lockdowns and, like you said, the cancel culture and just the fear that's been instilled in every American. And by the way, when they shut down all of those other institutions, they also shut down churches where some of these teenagers were getting their support away from homes that maybe weren't that supportive. So, A.J. Rice, we're so glad you're here to break it all down for us. Again, author of The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture, available. Run out and get this book. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart. Get it. It's going to be a hot commodity. And A.J. Rice, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate your insight and your expertise. And we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Jen. And, you know, again, we want to thank Joe and his audience. You know, he's put a lot of our people on over the years. So we'll keep the content coming.
Indeed, indeed. I'll pass that along. And Joe Piscopo, he will be back in tomorrow. And I've got still have a lot of great show for you in the next hour. This is such a touching story. A couple from Oklahoma went to January 6th in their first political field trip of sorts to watch the vote get certified. And what happened after that is nothing short of, boy, just harassment and negativity and an attempt to cancel them as Americans. And boy, that's what really what our whole show is about today. And we'll be picking up with that after the break. For now, though, we're going to
actually, we're just going to take a break. We've got no traffic here, so we're just going to take a little commercial break.
Okay, we'll great. We're going to take a little break. We're going to digest everything AJ just shared with us, and we'll be back in just a few on AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager doesn't recognize his country.
What we have seen with the Donald Trump issue was something we would have expected in some state that is called the Banana Republic, and now we are emulating them. This country under the Democrats is indistinguishable from a corrupt Central American country.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
What began with hundreds of people in 2002 is one of the top 5K events in America today, with about 30,000 people taking part each year on the last Sunday in September. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation 5K Run and Walk, New York City event. That signature event has inspired about 80 other runs, walks, and climbs across our nation, like the annual 5K Run and Walk event in Hendersonville, Tennessee. That community means a lot to the foundation. Hendersonville Police Master Patrol Officer Spencer Bristol joined the department after serving in the United States Navy. After Officer Bristol's tragic death in the line of duty, Tunnel to Towers paid off the mortgage on his family's home. Register for an event in your area. Volunteer to start one and join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate, please, $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, and T.org.
Dak Prescott here. Why do I choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because better sleep elevates my game. Only my Sleep Number 360 smart bed helps me fall asleep faster, keeps me cool, and effortlessly adjusts for my best sleep. The result? 28 minutes more restful sleep a night. That's more focus, more edge, and more highlights. And that means more wins for all of us.
All smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition smart bed, only for limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
This is Kurt Schlichter. When the left said it wanted to transform America, what it really meant was it wanted to ruin everything. From our decaying cities to our best-in-the-world military, whatever the left gets control of, it destroys. But it isn't too late to turn this around. That's why I wrote my latest book called We'll Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America. This book is my roadmap back to American greatness.
Read Kurt Schlichter's essential new book, We'll Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America, available wherever books are sold.
Mike Gallagher believes the deep state has taken over.
They took his passport during the raid at Mar-a-Lago? I'm stunned. We've got to get our country back. We must get the country back. and November 8th, 2022 is coming.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio, love telling you about folks like Sandra in Minnesota. She's been dealing with back pain for years. And you know how cold it gets in Minnesota, right? Well, seems like the cold only makes the pain worse. But Sandra heard about 100% drug-free Relief Factor on the radio, decided to try it. And even though she doubted it, it worked, and she loves it, and she's out of pain. Same thing happened with me. Matter of fact, I'm taking Relief Factor as we speak, taking my first package of the day, you know, little packet of the day. I love being able to tell you that hundreds of thousands of others have tried Relief Factor, and about 70% have gone on to order more. So we want you to be out of pain. And your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. You go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. It's 800-4-RELIEF. Or go to, please, get yourself out of pain by going to relieffactor.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock, Al Gattulo here. Jen Kearns is sitting in for Joe Piscopo, who's out in Seattle and on his way back from his Relief Factor commercials. Joe Sebelia is here as well. But we got some weather to talk about. Jeff Nordine is in the AccuWeather desk. So, Jeff, you know, warmer weather as we get through the weekend. What is Monday and Tuesday looking like?
As we get to next week, it's going to be a little bit wet. We're going to see some morning showers and thunderstorms, and then that'll continue into the afternoon as well. Highs around 83 on Monday. Overnight, still could see showers and storms, and then they taper off by the afternoon on Tuesday, leaving us partly cloudy, and we'll see a low of 70 Monday night, a high of 82 on Tuesday. Is there an event?
No, it's just that you know, we need the rain here in the Northeast. I mean, we need it all over the
yes.
country, but we certainly need some sustained rain and hoping that we get some.
Yeah, and like I said, so it is going to occur. The amounts, though, as of right now, they're not looking too great in terms of to give us some relief from the drought. Looking ahead, if we go to Monday and Tuesday, it's actually higher amounts towards the eastern part of the island. So 1.5 inches is showing up there. The western side, maybe an inch.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much, Jeff. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next hour. And Jen, we're wrapping up the hour here. One more hour to go.
One more hour. We're in the final stretch. Again, Joe Piscopo back here tomorrow. But in the meantime, sitting in with the gang here, you know, we were talking about Joe Biden's low presidential rankings earlier in the show, below 40%. Far below what Trump was at this point in his administration,
right.
Way below what George W. Bush was in July of 2002. And looking at contenders for 2024, besides Gavin Newsom, who do you guys think is going to throw their hat into the ring?
From a Democratic standpoint,
yeah.
I really think that I think Tulsi Gabbard is going to throw her hat in the ring, but she doesn't play in the sandbox with the rest of the Democrats, so I can't see it happening. I could easily see a scenario where Bernie Sanders jumps in because he's so fervent about getting his message across. I think it's going to be the same retreads. I mean, I know you like Newsom, but I don't know.
Well, there's two people I'm still waiting to see run. Michelle Obama, because we've heard so much about her running. And I'm still waiting on Oprah Winfrey to get in the race.
Oh, not going to happen. Oprah can't run because remember the Kitty Kelly book that talked about how Oprah had done like hard rock cocaine when she was a news anchor in the 80s in Baltimore.
Yep.
I think Oprah does not want to ruin her whole empire over that. So that
perhaps her spiritual advisor will run again.
That's true. That's true. We could luck out. Hey, great guests on the other side of this hour. Some folks who were in D.C. on January 6th had their lives turned upside down right after the break. AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.